This is the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we give thanks for the Feast of St. Joseph and recall and venerate the heroic virtue and headship of St. Joseph, the man God the Father Almighty chose to be the earthly father of his only son, Jesus Christ. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of piety so we can honor, imitate, and seek the help of St. Joseph, the patron saint of fathers and families. We'll also consider the urgent need for every Catholic man to take up his God-given purpose to be the sacrificial leader of his family and to grow in the virtue of duty. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include a complete transcript and all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find the notes posted nearby or at everycatholicman.com. At everycatholicman.com, you can also find a daily devotion, just like this one, for every day of the year. To find it, go to everycatholicman.com and look at the top menu for today's devotion. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 16, 18 through 21, and 24. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to send her away quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph woke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. How blessed we are that the Church has given men the Feast of St. Joseph. Let's look closer at today's Gospel and see what God is accomplishing through St. Joseph. Prior to Jesus' miraculous conception, the Virgin Mary, thought to be in her teenage years, and St. Joseph, thought to be in his 30s, were betrothed. In ancient Judaism, couples did not live together or consummate their marriage for up to a year. During the betrothal period, the Virgin Mary miraculously conceives Jesus. The virtuous and just Joseph must have felt unworthy to be the husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary, chosen by God to be the mother of God, and to be the earthly father of the Messiah. Despite his concerns, St. Joseph is convinced in a dream by an angel, thought to be the Archangel Gabriel, of God's glorious plan. Joseph gives his own fiat, which means yes. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 497 and 1846. Much like the Blessed Virgin Mary gave her fiat to be the mother of the Son of God. St. Joseph takes the Blessed Virgin Mary and the unborn child into his home and names the infant Jesus. See verse 25, which is omitted from today's Gospel reading. God creates and prepares Joseph, granting him absolute human authority over both Mary, the Immaculate Conception, and God himself, Jesus. Both the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus perfectly submit to Joseph's just authority. As the patriarch and head of the Holy Family, Joseph was bound by Jewish law to do a number of things. Joseph was to name and circumcise Jesus. Joseph redeemed his firstborn son at the temple. Joseph was required to lead the Holy Family in Sabbath prayer each week and to attend annual feasts in Jerusalem. Joseph was required to teach the Torah, the Jewish scriptures, to Jesus. Joseph was required to teach Jesus how to defend the family and to even learn to swim. Joseph was required to teach Jesus a vocation and teaches him to be a carpenter. Jesus is perfectly obedient to St. Joseph until St. Joseph's most happy death in the arms of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus, Tradition holds, shortly thereafter, Jesus begins his public ministry. Just as Jesus and the Blessed Virgin Mary highly revered St. Joseph, Christ's Holy Catholic Church has always venerated St. Joseph. St. Joseph's feast day has been celebrated for over 1,000 years. Numerous saints have had a deep and special devotion to St. Joseph, including St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Teresa of Avila. And St. Joseph was declared to be patron of the Church in 1847. That word patron comes from the Latin word patris, meaning father or protector. St. Joseph has also been named the patron of fathers, families, and the unborn. In contrast to many, many other saints, and like Jesus and the Blessed Virgin Mary, there are no relics of St. Joseph. Relics include, you may recall, the bodies of saints or parts of bodies, which are preserved by the Church to help men remember that the saints are real men who lived and died. The fact that there are no known relics of St. Joseph leads some to believe that he was assumed, body and soul, into heaven, just like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary in her assumption. Well, what is it in today's gospel that can help a man grow in awe of Jesus Christ? While the incarnation of the Son of God is an event which exceeds the ability of men to fully comprehend, marvel that the Son of God is also the Son of Joseph, the man created, inspired, and given the highest levels of divine grace to become the earthly Father of God. Well, let's look at a couple of ways a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon St. Joseph. Honor and seek to imitate St. Joseph. Realize, of all the men that were ever born, God the Father created and called only one man, St. Joseph, to protect, form, and shepherd the Son of God into the perfection of manhood. See the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 52. Believe. Reflect upon the holy feast day of St. Joseph. See the Catechism, paragraph 2177. And reflect upon St. Joseph's patronage of the Church, fathers, and families. Pray. St. Joseph, pray for me that I grow in the virtue of piety so I can honor you, I can draw closer to you, and I can seek to more consistently imitate you as I strive to be a better Catholic man, husband, and father. Amen. Well, here's another way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon St. Joseph. Be a sacrificial leader of your family. Realize, God the Father confirms his model for all families is patriarchy, that is, the rule by fathers and men. By giving St. Joseph headship over the Immaculate Conception, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and even his very own son, Jesus. See the Catechism, paragraph 532. Believe. Reflect upon the headship of husbands and fathers. There are many passages in Holy Scripture which confirm the importance of headship of men. See, for example, Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 24, Colossians chapter 3, verse 18, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11, Titus chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Pray. St. Joseph, pray for me that I can grow in the virtue of duty, part of justice, so I always accept and zealously live out my sacred duty to be the head of my family, and I strive to imitate you as a sacrificial leader of my family. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, grow in the virtue of piety so you can always honor and seek to imitate St. Joseph. And second, build the virtue of duty so you can be a sacrificial leader for your family. Thanks for listening to the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen. It's an easy way to help lead your family and friends to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. Learn more about how to grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father by going to everycatholicman.com. Until next time, always give God thanks He's called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.